shoulders. When worse come the worst, my people come first. When worse come the worst. Yes, yes, it's time for the worst. 312-981-7200. This is, of course, the segment we do every week where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. We got great prizes tonight. We got tickets to the Comic-Con coming up at the end of the month in Wizard World down at Rosemont. Also got Lou Malnati's. And, of course, we got great judges tonight. Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers in studio. They are back on stage in Chicago for a rare show Friday night at the DeMott Theater at Second City. Yeah. You guys are usually out on, I feel like your Instagram is like, here we are in this town. Here we are in this town. You're everywhere.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to see you, Justin Kaufman.
It's true. I'm excited. I feel like you guys are jet setters. You're everywhere.
Kind of.
We're trying. Kind of jet setting. We're feeling it.
I mean, we took what kind of vehicle did we take to St. Louis?
We took a Ford.
Yeah, we took a
Ford. Because of some
Ford
sort.
Setting
do
it.
Do we get paid for that, or do you get paid for that?
Yeah. It was a Ford vehicle. Neither of us get paid.
We will specify the.
Let me make a make cold sales. Model.
It's a Ford vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
Yeah.
312
with a year.
With a year, right. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. Paul and Seth, part of Defiant Thomas Brothers, one of the best sketch groups Chicago has going for years now. You guys were in play at the Big Table. We talked a couple, probably a couple years back now, just about your reunion.
Yeah.
But now you guys are back together. You're back strong. You're bringing sketch to the masses.
Yeah, to the masses. You know, more than four at a time, so that's awesome.
Take it, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's play the worst. 312-981-7200. Why don't we start with Pete Zimmerman? Pete?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
People that want to brag on a Facebook invitation. You're familiar with this?
Not forgiving.
So you get invited to a party or so, you know, for example, a kid's birthday party, for example, and somebody, I'm going to actually read this invitation.
Okay.
It is an invitation to a kid's birthday party that's happening this weekend. Okay. And somebody writes, "We'll be late because of a 12-mile training run in the morning, but I'll be there." Okay. So
that's the worst. Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like, yeah. Any sort of invite. Hey, we're having our 20th anniversary to high school reunion. Oh, I wish I could be there, but I gotta work. What time does it start? Hey, just say hit the like button.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're getting so crazy. We don't care what you I'll bite. Yeah. I don't need to know what you're doing.
Right, just hit the like button and move on with your life.
Not to mention it's public.
Right,
that's the worst.
It is the
just
worst.
Just public. Send them a message. It's gonna be whatever.
Yeah, right.
I can't. I'm running that triathlon that day that I've been working on. For 9 months.
I need to start doing that.
Right.
And everything's just athletic and just slightly have it off. I'm running that quadrathlon.
Yeah, I wish I could.
I have a very serious ping pong tournament that I'm just not going to be able to get away
quarterfinals.
From. Quarterfinals.
It's the quarterfinals of the ping pong tournament.
At the job. At the job. Quarterfinals.
I'm going to commit you saying, sorry, I have a funeral that weekend, but just constantly do it and see how long it takes to pick it up for
right,
others.
Because people will respond right away going, oh, I'm sorry.
How sorry for your loss. Yes. And then the focus goes to me.
Right. Sorry for your loss.
Because that's what you want to do on an invite is bring the focus to you.
It kind of.
Kind of.
But that's the same concept of what Pete's talking about.
Well, also because I know that like the invite, I pretty much like we know that you massively just clicked everybody going down. There was absolutely no discerning here. So there's no real need to comment back because you're really not invited.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like a Facebook invite isn't like a real invitation. Right.
Oh, they invited me. They know how much I like squash.
And you're really trumping the whole thing because Facebook is a look at me. It is an invitation. Like, so you're really just doing what you're supposed to be doing in that vortex of self-indulgence.
Right, exactly. And that becomes the worst.
Yeah. So I think it's actually
the best.
Yeah.
In the worst kind of way.
No, if you're going beyond, above and beyond.
Yeah.
Just drawing. If you outdraw
And no
attention.
One cares that you're running a triathlon.
Yeah.
That's you know?
My new goal now is to outdraw attention.
Right.
Just in the most subtle way, though. I'm going the funeral route.
I want to see how this works out. I will not.
I think it just has to be really minute.
Yeah. You know? I want to see it, but I'll see it from
afar. Just little slow pings. It's going to be enough.
Like, I don't want to.
I'm helping grandma clean celery. Sorry. Can't make it.
See, I wouldn't buy that one. I have to help my grandmother brush her teeth.
Yeah.
So then you'd be like, is that real?
Is that real?
Right. Is that some real? Serious? Right. Just always hospice. I'm going to do hospice excuses for a year.
Excuses. Yeah, there it is.
All All right, let me start with you, Paul. What's the worst, man?
I tell you what, people who send you LinkedIn invitations without ever having met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook, people, we got 167 whatevers, but that's a business thing.
Yeah.
You know, not that I use it, but, you know, LinkedIn is kind of category. We're already working within the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
right.
You have to be there.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
But sending me like, hey, it's no good. That's pretty benign, but it is true. It bothers
me. And definitely, do you have a problem with the ones that are kind of spammy, or you're talking about the ones that are just don't know?
Even ones they don't know, but they just don't know. You're like, we have three mutual friends.
And then you accept it, and then they send you a message.
Not even that. I just check to see if they could help me, and then I accept
them. Which is what LinkedIn is.
Right. I just see. It's like, why are you? I don't know you. Oh, you possibly could help me in the future.
LinkedIn is, you know what LinkedIn is good for? It's
nothing.
Good for when your phone tells you you're almost out of storage and you got to get rid of an app.
Yeah, yeah.
It's LinkedIn. And I'm always like, oh, that's good. I'll take that one off.
Yeah, LinkedIn.
You get the message, would you like to download again?
Right. No, I don't.
Disposable app.
I could care less.
That's what it's good for. All right, Seth, what do you got for the worst?
You know what? This one's out. This one is for my homegirls, Hallie, Emma, and Alyssa out there. The worst is when someone invites you to come hang out with them, and then they ignore you the whole time after you've arrived.
Oof! Did they do this to you?
They did not. It happened to one of them this weekend.
Okay, good.
Somebody was like, "Hey, I'm at this spot. Come through." And then they showed up. For me, the worst is just
passive aggressive. Like,
oh no,
yeah, this one goes out to Alyssa.
Yeah, this one
and Hallie.
Goes out to you, Hallie. You invited me out, and didn't hang with me. No, actually, it happened to her, and I think it was just the worst. And I just was like, I could make it me, but no one really invites me out and doesn't hang out. I don't go to places. I don't even answer my phone. The worst is when someone calls you after you text them.
Yeah.
Do not call back. Text back.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Almost as bad as getting invited out and then getting ignored.
Right. Good stuff. All right, we're on a roll. Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas in studio. Defiant Thomas Brothers playing Friday night at Second City at the DeMott Theater. What time is that?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
Is it 10 p.m.?
Classic 10
p.m.
time.
10 p.m. That's a yeah. It's a great time.
It's a go-to time. Paul and Seth in studio are playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We come back. We will start with the texts and the phone calls. Stay with us. What's going down, y'all? We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Seth Thomas, Paul Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers, great sketch group here in Chicago, in studio tonight. They are on stage at Second City at the DeMott Theater, 10 o'clock on Friday for a rare show.
Very rare.
You like that? That's
exclusive. It's rare. It's exclusive. We're not even performing together.
No.
Separate but equal.
Back to back. That's how exclusive it is. Really?
That's what's called separate but equal.
Oh, interesting.
Well, we both have some musical style-y that we do. So the first half of the show is going to be me musically. And then
the second half is grunge crust Americano.
Yeah, it is.
Americano music at its finest.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. 312-981-7200. All right. Let's see. This is what we just said. 224 says the worst is people who don't answer their phone or don't want to call you after your text. Some of us are isolated and like to hear human voice, not words, in a phone. Be a human being. Show consideration, guys.
Hey.
Wow, that went from worst to lecture.
Wow.
In one text.
That went to send somebody out there just to bring like a muffin by. You know, that person just needs a muffin, just like a muffin check. Hey, you see somebody come up and say hello or just talk about the weather and give you a muffin.
I enjoy human voices in the form of podcasts.
Yeah.
Not really conversations with friends.
Right.
There's no need to ever podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no need
maybe
to ever.
They don't
call
have
me.
That though. I
mean, yeah. You could maybe
bring them a tape, but just a mixtape.
A mixtape of your podcast.
Yeah. Just record this. Podcast. Just
with scratches
something.
In between the. You know.
Yeah.
You guys are onto something. The whole new business.
Yes.
New business, but I think a lot of people
mailing podcasts.
Kind of far out there. They need a muffin.
Just send somebody a zip drive. Here you go.
630 says the worst is when a full plane of 400 passengers has reached its gate and comes to a stop. The doors haven't even opened yet, but immediately all the passengers get up at the same time as if everyone is trying to get out at the same time.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm totally with that.
I'm totally with that.
The only thing worse than that is the one that's like 6'5 and they're standing there doing that kind of like broken giraffe stand because they can't stand all the way up. So it's like, you know, sit down. You're in 38D. You've got a while. Sit down. sit all the way down. Don't even unbuckle your seatbelt.
Nobody wants to, especially if it's like a 4-hour flight. You don't want to sit down. I'd rather be the broken giraffe.
No. The object at rest tends to stay at rest.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I enjoy sitting, and I is yeah.
It's a plane.
I stretch my legs, but crank my neck to the left. Yeah.
You know, the one the worst is the person who reaches over you to pull out that bag, and you have to keep ducking because you don't want their suitcase to hit you. Yeah. Sit down.
Sit down. 847 says, when people in the drive-thru line open their car doors and pour out their old coffee on the ground. That's a thing, I guess.
That's the
worst. Tell me that's worse than just flicking your cigarette butt?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Or just litter, period.
I guess it's
litter. That's just liquid coffee. Litter. It's organic.
Yeah.
It could go down the drain.
Yeah. What are you going to have? Some pepped up frogs in the sewer? I mean,
you might.
No,
they might be
wide
awake.
I guess it's aesthetic because it's probably not affecting anybody.
It's not.
Right there. Yeah.
Nah, it's not. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you drink the coffee? You bought it.
It was cold. You don't have leftover like half cold coffee.
Put it in the microwave.
No, they're making space because in the drive through, the new one is coming. So they got the old one and they need to make space.
It could be that. They could be making a pee cup. Maybe they got a pee and that's the road pee cup. I mean, they should use a Gatorade bottle, but maybe that's all they got.
All right, let's go to Joseph. He's on the line. Joseph, what's the worst, bud?
The worst is when your mom leaves to go to the store and you and your dad find a turtle in the backyard. But then there's a pond by my house, so we took it to the pond. Then we threw it in the pond because...
what you do, I guess.
And then we went home, and then we took pictures when we were releasing it, and then we texted them to my mom when we got home, and then she told us that it was a tortoise, not a turtle, and we just killed it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So the worst is find out that you're a murderer of amphibians.
Yep.
That is the worst.
Joseph, I'm with you though, man. Yeah. I would have done the same thing.
That went from second person to first person.
Like it just got real dark too.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Joseph. I think that would happen to anybody, but that's terrible.
So that's a baby tortoise. I mean, how do you know?
How did your mom know?
How's your mom? Is she?
She likes animals.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you learned your lesson.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Well, thanks, Joseph.
Chalk one up for the hair.
That was actually a great one, man. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That was good. Joseph. Should have asked him how old he was.
Right.
That's a good one, though.
I
was
just
going to
say, your
worst.
mom. And continue with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what? You got to say, great worst for a kid to call up.
That would be the worst.
They thought they were doing a good deed.
They thought you were doing a good thing.
We took pictures. Let's text. They probably dad already put on Instagram.
It's a tortoise. You killed it. Because I put it in the pond behind. That is the worst.
Yeah, that's a hard one to beat.
Yeah,
Joseph
okay,
might be in
so
the lead
for
tonight.
The rest of the night, you're all just fighting for number two at this point. Yeah. Joseph wins.
All right, let's
be great. Be great though if that has happened to other people that are listening.
Like there's a whole tortoise
epidemic
out there.
There's a whole thing, and
they
have a podcast.
And everyone has a pond nearby.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if anyone can beat it. 708 says the worst eye crust. All right, we're on our way.
Okay. All right, we're close.
I think pink eye crust.
Yes.
I guess it's still crust.
The worst is discovering the eye crust at 5 p.m. and realizing you've had it all day long, right? Yeah. Like,
what
I've
do you call it?
I
think everybody grew up with a different name from it.
We called it eye boogers.
Yeah. I don't.
Sandman? Like the Sandman business? You get that one?
I don't feel like I have a name for it.
No?
Yeah.
What do you?
I was a very
Mom called it crap. You got crap in your eye.
Crap in your eye.
Right. What happened if you actually had crap in your eye?
Yeah.
Ow. You get pink eye.
847 says the worst is being that tortoise.
Oh.
All right. Keep going on that. Yeah, I know, right? The worst is, 847 says the worst is people who are part of one of those pyramid schemes selling makeup and skincare products, and then they try to sell them to your Facebook friends. Oh man.
That's a relative. Whoever wrote that, it's a relative.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy about those people? This is their thing. Like 15 years ago, they were trying to sell Noonie juice, right? Like people are always.
They got so excited.
Phone cards.
They got phone cards.
Phone cards for sure.
But they got excited when Facebook came along. It was so much easier.
Yes.
Cable from a guy named Vinster, Philip.
Back in the day before.
Philip's cable plan.
We grew up at that time. I mean, the idea of a phone ringing and you didn't know who it was. There was no caller ID. And you just were like, hello. And they're like,
how many rings did you get? How many rings were you taught? 7 or 10?
It was probably five.
We had, really? We had seven. You let it ring seven times, and then you don't. Otherwise, yeah.
Like, and
you're
then
looking at me like that was
like
sacrilege.
You're on the
no,
phone.
I'm just, I'm just listening.
Yeah.
So if you're calling and you do it,
I call it. You call. Let it ring seven times.
No, four to five.
Four to five.
Yeah. Oh. What do you say if you're
before
calling,
you hang up?
Yeah. Before you hang up.
In the old days.
Oh, in the old days.
Yeah.
Man, what are you talking about? I let it ring until someone answered. Like you dial and then you just post up. I'd sit there watch a TV show while it rang. Somebody gonna answer.
How are you not murdered? How did you not get tortoised by your neighbor?
You should tortoised. Perfect. Yeah. 219's got a good one here. The worst is being a cashier and having a woman come up with a cart full of groceries and a second cart full of toy groceries. And she goes, oh, I don't want the second cart. I just let my daughter fill it up and she feels like shopping and she has a lot of fun. And then she has to put it all away. The cashier has to put it all away.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst. Yeah.
Talk about a strange relationship with service. If you're that woman, you're like,
this is just my thing and my daughter. I just had to pass this work.
This will help. She'll be quiet.
I'm going to need you to discipline your child.
Someone else will deal with it.
I'm going to need you to discipline your child. I'm going to need you to give him a box of raisins to play with the whole time we in here. One at a time. You get to eat them one at a time.
One at a time. All right. let's go to Barbara. Barbara, what's the worst, Barbara?
Hi. The worst thing is driving in a shopping center parking lot the correct way, and someone else is coming directly at you.
You play chicken with them? I mean, do you kind of move to the right, or you just kind of like kind of see?
Well, you try to, you know, you don't know what to do because they're coming at you. So what do you do? Are you supposed to back up and go all the way back?
No, you're in the right of way.
Yeah,
that's your prime opportunity to make a video for Worldstar right there. You get out and you go ham. You just start tap dancing on their hood.
What is Worldstar?
I mean, it's so irritating. It seems to be happening more and more. It's like they don't know which way they're going.
That's because they're busy with their heads in their phones and they don't look down for the arrows.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it is.
Yeah, that's
the arrows are painted on the ground.
You know, when they're driving, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, you just need not to be driving. I hope you're not driving a nice car because you could just be going in there 5 miles an hour. You just give them the little bump. They won't do that again.
Well, I'm driving a Mercedes.
It's no good for that
so
parking lot.
You just start going the wrong way. You've got a Mercedes.
Get yourself a parking lot.
Nobody wants to
take care of business.
Right. Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care. Bye. All right, Dave. Dave, what's the worst, Dave?
Hey. You're riding your bike in the evening time here in Chicago, and you blow a flat. And all the area bike shops are now closed, and you don't have a patch kit, and you either got to, you know, call someone to help you out, and maybe they're not around. Or
put it on
know.
The front of a bus.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You'll be that guy. That guy who, like, can I get this on the front of the bus? And they're like, no one. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That is the worst.
It is.
Not having a patch kit. You got to have, like, eight.
Yeah.
I find that riders either carry every tool on them you can imagine, or they don't carry anything at all. So, you know, I got enough to carry as it is myself, but I've been there before.
Yeah.
I was Hyde Park one night coming home from 55th, heading back towards the loop. It was about 2:30 in the morning. It was raining out, and I had to walk my bike like from 43rd back to the loop on the lakefront. Oof. It was pretty scary, and boy,
well,
it
just
took
the,
like
the
2 hours.
The length alone. That's
the length alone.
The length alone.
The length alone. 43 blocks. I'm surprised you still have a bike. I'd have been like, okay, look, I'm going to lock you up. I'm going to come back in the
morning
for you.
I'll come back and get you, yeah. All right, thanks, Dave.
Okay.
All right, there you go. 312-981-7200. Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers. Going to be on stage together but apart, separate.
Separate but equal.
The great sketch group will be at the DeMott Theater on Friday night, 10 o'clock. All right, well, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break to get the news with Rob Martier, and we'll continue here with the worst. Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. In studio with me, Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers. Great sketch group that are playing a separate but equal show at the Second City on Friday. A rare, rare occurrence. See these guys on stage in Chicago. I mean it. I mean, your Instagram feed tells me that you guys are huge stars. Because every time any of your stuff pops up, first of all, you post the same stuff. So it'll be Paul, Seth, then a Defiant. Yeah. I follow them all.
I know.
So it's just like
I know.
The three. Hey, we're in South Carolina.
We're egregious.
We get it. We're in South Carolina.
You got to figure. Yeah.
We are.
If we do it right, we space them out by an hour in case you miss the one. And then
I'm always last because I'm the late one because my skin tone requires me to be tardy.
That's kind of the worst, though. And actually, what you're saying right there is when you have like multiple account, or like our group account and our single ones, we are kind of the worst.
You know what's the worst?
We're forcing people to.
No, it's the worst is the algorithm. Because on Twitter, you could do that and you're fine. And it'll be like, oh, I see that they're posting all at the same time. That's great. Uh-huh. But Instagram is like, if I like yours, it'll go, then you'll love Defiant Thomas Brothers. So it shows me, and then it goes, you'll love Seth. It forces me to
see all three.
See all three instead of scrolling past.
I'll tell you what the worst is Instagram ads, because for some reason they're successful.
Oh, and I know. Pete had that once. It's like,
I keep buying stuff off of Instagram. I will see the same ad on Twitter and be like, no. And I'll see it on Facebook. I'll be like, no. But I see it on Instagram and I'm like, I need those Korean tennis shoes. Stat.
Because you were Googling Korean tennis shoes. I mean, that's...
Let's be honest, All right, here we go. Let's keep going here. Okay. The worst... No. The worst is when sports fans leave early because they've bummed their favorite team is down so many points. Feel the game's over. They paid lots of money for those tickets, only to find out that once they turned their car radio on, their team came back and won.
That's on the other person.
That's on them. I mean,
that's on them.
Yeah.
That's
on them. Right. That's not the worst that they're having. Yeah.
That's my worst.
Yeah.
Hashtag my worst.
Hashtag my worst. Because I don't know. Traffic's the worst.
The worst. Yeah.
It's very empowering to me, and I know this feeling, but it's usually a football thing for me. Baseball, otherwise, you sit through. You can do other things, but when your football team is getting shellacked, and you're like, I'm out. I'm protest. It's third quarter. Let's beat the traffic. I'm out of here. Like there's a little bit of power in that. The idea that even though I spent a lot of money on these tickets, I have chosen that my disloyalty to this team right now is more important than that money. Right?
Yeah.
And if it goes the wrong way and they come back and win, so be it.
So be it.
I made my bed.
My question is, was that different before the free agency? Would it change where you're like, these guys are stuck here
in the
system?
I guess that was it. Yeah, when you're
like, I'll stay
Bears,
because they're going to be here 5 years later.
If your team's
terrible, if you're the St. Louis Cardinals from 72 to 76,
right? Just like,
I can't back that up.
I don't know.
Who knows stats?
Right. Some solid.
224 says the worst is when your dogs get skunked, but you don't realize it till they've come in and rubbed all over your furniture as you're ready to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. It's
no good. All right, 708.
Dogs, though.
Yeah.
Oh, we got one? 708? Let's do it.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you want to say?
Oh, the worst is when your best friend's dog has, like, the worst breath, but it's, like, a great dog. You know, it's like, I love this dog, but your breath.
How is that different from a human?
Because the dog, like, will lick you, and, like, you want to, like, play with it and scratch its ears, and it's going to lick you. And then, like, when I'm done, my whole hand smells like...
dog breath.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the worst dog breath ever. How's that different from a human?
Well, you still haven't differentiated enough for me.
I don't put humans on with whatever. I don't put humans on my lap and scratch them behind the ears. Oh, see, clearly Paul puts them on the lap and scratches them behind.
Am I the person with the bad breath in this situation?
I know.
All right, 708 says when you realize the numbers on a toaster are actually minutes and not the level of toastiness.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
That's good.
There have been fires. What's great is it? No, I should say what's great is if there have been multiple fires because of that same misreading.
Right.
Or just the worst are those two, like, you know, super Cajun pieces of toast that pop up after about 8 minutes. Right? Like, what do you do with those?
I'm paying attention.
Scrape the black off, I might be able to eat it.
Oh, man, there's nothing worse than burnt toast. Some people like it, but I can't handle it.
I don't know. How could you like that?
I don't know.
How could you like that?
Feels like the day is wasted.
It's scrapable. That's the one thing. Other burnt things aren't scrapable. Like the worst, because when you do your tombstone pizza, that's when you do surgery, though. You are trying to save that thing.
Yeah.
It's just like the little scrapes. But
toast
actually is kind of made for scraping.
I think you might have a new hit on your hands. Toast is made,
toast is made for scraping. Scraping toast.
Or a slur. You'd bunch of toast scrapers.
But toast scraping. Look at them over there scraping toast.
It costs a nickel and they'll still scrape it to save it.
630 says the worst is running into the mall and coming out and completely forgetting where you parked and having security drive you around for an hour. It happened to my sister at Christmas time.
Well, the worst was the security guard had to drive you around for an hour.
I love that the security guard gives you that offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I don't know how many guys would have that option getting that ride around.
It happened
like
to
that.
The sister, right?
Right.
Yeah. There's another thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I was like, I can't find my car. Well, you better walk around then.
Why are you talking to me?
Why are you talking to me? What kind of car is it? I see one.
With the sister like, well, ma'am, why don't you get into my
small vehicle where just by sharing it with me, our legs cross each other.
He probably drove past it four times while he's trying to chatter up.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Ed's got a tough one. 847, the worst is seeing on Facebook that a close relative has died. Oh, like not getting a call or an email. Instead, you're getting it on Facebook. I guess that's the norm now, right? Like if a cousin died... Or an uncle died. Like, I'm not sure that there's a phone tree in my family. I feel like Facebook is the phone tree.
Well, I would probably eat the email tree.
Yeah. But I would think Facebook would beat the email. It's more time sensitive. If one person.
But you're booing it publicly on that?
Yeah, but if somebody, if it's like it's really close, it's like, my dad died tonight.
You know,
it's always the email.
I feel the worst is having to hit like. Because you could, most people, you don't hit the button. Right. So somebody's like, am I saying like? When somebody's like,
I'm happy
died.
They're dead.
Right. And you're like just showing empathy or whatever. Right. Sympathy.
You're just.
But then you don't have the time. And you don't like going over to the sad. It's almost just disingenuous with a little me face.
Well, the worst is having a dead relative and then knowing that and having trying to figure out which ones you can't tell because they're going to go rogue. Right. It's like.
Yeah, right.
Sue, Uncle Larry has died. Do not get on Facebook.
Sue. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone, Sue.
All right, 219 says the worst. Can't find Cop Rock on DVD.
Yeah, that's not real. That's not real. That's a bit.
It's a bit.
Hey, keep your bets.
That's a
keep
bit.
Keep your bets.
Cop Rock is a great show.
You got professionals here.
That's a great show.
Keep your bets.
They can snuff out the bits.
Sniff out a bit. Yeah.
708 says the worst are real estate people who ask how you got their cell number when their cell number's on their website. What?
See, that's not a bit because you know because it's specifically real estate people. Yeah.
Somebody said that like, how did you get this number?
I've had that though. With somebody has emails on the website.
Yeah.
How'd you get that email? It's
posted. How'd you get this
publicly.
Email? What do you mean? Yeah. How do you get this email?
Yeah. It's posted.
I would never, if someone emailed me and say, hey, it's Tejas, I would never be like, hey, how'd you get this
right,
email?
Right.
Like I would, on the phone, I wouldn't even do that because that's so cheesy. To be like, oh, how'd you get this?
What are you gonna get my number?
What are you gonna do
with that information?
I would call them and ask them how they got that email.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with that information?
Give me your number.
What are you gonna do with that?
I
want to
know.
What are you gonna do it?
What am I gonna do with it?
I got it from Alyssa. Now what are you doing? Now what? You gonna run them down? You gonna send them an email? Would you like their email address so you could complain? Like, what are you gonna do with that?
Right. 630 says the worst is living in the far west suburbs of Chicago and of course in Illinois and having an out of state relative and friends who's really concerned about us. And tell us to get the heck out and away from the crime, high taxes, and near state level bankruptcy. That's true. Like somebody from outside of Illinois, like you should move.
Yeah.
Larry, you need to move. You and Linda, you need to move.
Move.
I'm just me.
Just move.
I'm just waiting just for you to come up with more names. I mean,
you know what? The funny thing is, it sounded like it set up like they were sleeping and woke up one day in Western Illinois. Like, oh my God, where am I? How do we get this house?
Another worst, this is from Jerry, is doing the right thing by saving a big down payment and buying a new nice car, Mustang GT, y'all. Taking very good care of it, keeping it for a very long time. Then, after not having a car payment for years, discovering that the same model new car is twice the price and payment. Not good. Oh, so like if you did that in 1990 and you kept it for a long time and now you're seeing the Mustangs for 2017, they're more expensive?
I guess that's the worst?
I mean, it is the worst in the sense that you can't afford that car anymore, but again, it's a Mustang.
But you have one.
But it's an old one. He wants to get the new one, but that it's worth nothing, and the new ones are double what he paid.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean?
I don't know.
It all works out, though, Jer.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It all works out because you didn't have payments for 8 years.
Right, and it's a better car.
I've just got Civic and Corolla mind. So
if I can't get parts at AutoZone or borrow them from my friend, I don't want that car.
312-981-7200. Seth Thomas, Paul Thomas in studio, the Defiant Thomas Brothers. We'll take a break. We'll see what we have for the winners. We still have a long way to go for the Comic-Con tickets. We got a lot of texts and calls on the line. 312-981-7200. We're giving away tickets to Comic-Con, the Lou Malnati's gift certificate, and also tickets to a play out at Metropolis. So that's coming up. Stay with us.
What's going down,
it is the download here on 720 WGN. Paul Thomas, Seth Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers. in studio tonight playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We got gifts, all sorts of prizes. Lou Malnati gift certificate. We've got a pair of tickets to Comic-Con, pair of tickets to a play at Metropolis. So we got a lot to give away tonight. Paul and Seth are going to be at the DeMott Theater on Friday night, 10 o'clock at Second City. All right. Let's see here. 847 says, the worst is people who spit in garbage cans.
Is this better on the ground? I mean, what's...
That is it. For spitters, let's just be frank, there are spitters in the world. Where should they do it?
In the garbage can.
Yeah, or right.
In a napkin that they put in a handkerchief they pull out of their pocket, spit into it, and ball it up and put it
now,
back in
now
their pocket.
Now, we are making a class assumption here. Honestly, if I were homeless, I'm looking for food, and I reach in, and there's old gob right on something. Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
That's gross. Yeah,
so we're making an assumption.
Maybe this is a homeless person that, who's saying it's the worst because...
That emailed in?
Yeah, that texted in.
Or what texted it in?
From their Samsung. It's not an Apple. It's a Samsung.
Okay. Cool.
No.
I used to work with a guy. He would come in... I'd be in a studio sitting down. He'd come in and we'd chat for about an hour. And he would chew tobacco, He would spit his tobacco in the garbage can. And then when you'd leave at night, you'd see that there were drippings around. Yeah. You know, he wouldn't get it in all the way every time. You know.
Oh, God.
That's got the slug trail. That's got odor as well. That's got. Yeah.
That's not as bad as the guy who walks around with the empty bottle and just holds it.
So that was half my high school.
That was
half my high school.
You just watched a tobacco swamp in the bottle grow.
Or like a can. Like
so usually, not even buy as a can. Yeah.
Oh, that is the worst. I mean, is that a habit that's completely gone away? Are high school kids today still doing that we were doing it? I never did it, but you'd be standing there with the guy like, "What's up, Bruno? What's up?"
Yeah. What's amazing? We're talking about is Big League Chew.
And that's in?
No, I mean just saying that we grew up with like this. Just hey, I want to be like a Big Leader and have this shredded bubble gum that comes in a pouch.
Yeah, that looks like. Yeah.
As children, we were so much of the cigarette age. We had candy cigarettes, candy, Big Leg, yeah. Big League Chew.
Right. Big League Chew.
There I am simulating chew. Like really,
really.
And you want to chew it, but you also want to just tuck it in your. I used to do it with black olives. And you cut them up and you put them in there,
so you could get a nice dark spit.
Yeah, a nice dark spit kind of looks like it. black olive. Perfectly healthy.
That's what that sound is.
Yeah.
650 says belt branding. The worst is when you gain weight and you refuse to loosen the notch on your belt, and at night when you take off your clothes and you see that the belt buckle has branded itself into your blubber.
That's cool.
That's
just straight up.
That means
cool.
Bigger buckle.
I want to see that actually.
Bigger buckle. Please get an eagle.
That's borderline. Yeah.
And then have an eagle. Yeah. Stuffed into
But if you're going to get a bigger belt, and you, like this person said, that they're hoping to, you know, that they're trying to lose weight or whatever, you can't go get a bigger belt if you're in the process of denial.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the last thing. That's a last piece of clothing. You're like, you know what I need to do is just get a bigger belt. No, you're gonna suck yourself into the lower belt.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
I would be obsessed with making the deepest eagle.
Yeah, right, like, right. I just want the deepest eagle. Possible.
Whatever I had on there, just a big old buffalo head. I'd be like, I want to see this thing a little clearer.
Does it say blubber?
Yeah, it does.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Blubber. Wasn't that a Judy Blume book?
I think that was what the absent-minded professor was making.
Yeah.
Chub, right. All right, let's keep going here. The worst is buying out-of-state concert tickets. The concert gets canceled, and they insist you come to the box office in the other state to get a refund. Out-of-state concert tickets.
Yeah, that's some deep love. You're following a band.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I almost went and saw Metallica in San Francisco last year. Like, that was on the table. One of our buddies who's living in Denver, Tommy, was like, hey, I got a lead on some tickets.
Hometown show.
Yep. Yeah. Hometown show. Yeah. We should be there. And there was some serious texts going on. Now, it was, you know, I have my buddies that I text during football.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there was a lot. It was the end of that day's football, and there were a lot of people going,
Let's do it. Concert decision. It's never good. You're like, and you committed four guys.
Let's do this.
Wow, you got seven guys in for a hotel in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then somebody sends an email 3 days later, and there's no response from anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I've whittled those down to once a year. I'm pretty proud of that.
That's good.
The concert commitment.
Yeah. Do you go or do you bail on the concert?
I have my bailing on one this month that I did on a Sunday where I'm like, man. It's a Tuesday night. And I'm
it's like, almost like every time you say I'm not going to any more concerts, your favorite band comes to town.
Yeah, right. I would love to go. It's right around now where I'm like, you know, I'd love to see Chance at Lollapalooza. Oh, I should go to Lollapalooza. I should figure out how to go. And I'm like, what am I thinking? Like,
right. Yeah. I don't have the Birkenstocks have the Birkenstocks for that. So,
too many people.
It's too many people.
It's so crowded.
Like, there's so many human beings, and I really need to stay on the outskirts. I don't know what it's called, but there's just a huge gob of people make me nervous.
The stress doesn't do it for me there. The stress, it starts about song two into the set, the last set, where I'm like, how am I going to get out of here?
How am I getting out of here?
Like, I'm not going to be that guy who's like the 330th guy on the L platform, you know, who's just like, and you get a shot in the news. Look at this. I don't want to be that guy.
We were just in St. Louis, and we saw the worst. They have this thing called the City Museum, and it's amazing.
It's a great museum,
you can crawl through it and all that kind of stuff, right? But there were like 100 million children and their adults. And there's like this thing where you go up a tower, and there's like a tunnel you could crawl through, and then it goes through an airplane. It leads to a building.
It's face to butt.
But once you get in, you've committed. So now you've got like 4 yards of crawling, and it was just face to butt, suspended
face
in midair, like waiting for the butt in front of you to crawl forward so you could crawl forward. And the idea of being like a human centipede strapped in air in a metal spiral was just like, no.
Just a moving tornado drill.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
All right, we'll go quick here. 708, when someone holds the door open for you, but you're like 15 feet away, so you have to do a little sprint in order not to look rude.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. It's usually like that quick initial jog. I don't think people commit. It's like you do a little pop step, which only gains you like 0.004 seconds.
Right.
It just shows like, I'm hustling. I recognize it.
Here I come.
And then you swing your arms a little faster.
All right.
I like that.
The worst, 708. Wow. Right at the end here. I don't think it's going to beat the ones that we have planned, but I like this one a lot. The worst is when your mom gets engaged 6 months after you do, and suddenly everything's about her third wedding instead of your first.
That is the ultimate worst. We got to find a pencil or something. You got to find a pencil for an honorable mention or something.
We can bump the third place
like,
out.
Mom, really? Mom, really? Yeah.
I like that it's her third. If it were
yeah,
second,
I love that it was her
second.
Third.
It's debatable.
Yeah, right? But third, yeah.
Third,
ma, third is automatically courthouse. Like, don't even give out invitations. Like, you just engage
automatic
straight
courthouse.
To the courthouse. Third wedding is courthouse.
All right. You know what? I got enough. I got enough for four, don't I?
Yeah.
Pete says yes.
Yeah.
Pete says yes. All right, Pete. All right. That'll wrap it up tonight. Let's get to the prizes. Here's third place is going to get you a pair of tickets to Peter and the Starcatcher, playing at Metropolis Performing Arts Center through August 20th. Discover the origin story of Peter Pan and the Neverland you never knew. Get tickets today at metropolisarts.com. Also, we got a pair of tickets to weekend admission to the 20th annual Wizard World Comic Con, Chicago, this August 24th through the 27th. At Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Celebrate the best in pop culture. Meet your favorite stars from movie, TV, to WWE. Get autographs, photos, VIP experiences. Go to wizardworld.com for tickets and more information. And we got two Lou Malnati's gift certificates to give away. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoan locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Seth Thomas, Paul Thomas, the Defiant Thomas Brothers, on stage at Second City coming up this Friday. For the separate but equal show at the DeMott stage at Second City Friday night, 10 o'clock. Always a pleasure to have you guys here.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so fourth place tonight, we're just going to right away give it 708. You're going to get one of the Lou Malnati's gift certificates. The worst is when your mom gets engaged 6 months after you do, and suddenly everything's all about her third wedding instead of your first. That automatically gets in there. I would have. Could have gone higher on the list. I just feel bad when you get that free pizza. Like, what'd you get it for? Well, Mom, I got it for complaining about you on the talk show.
Yeah.
All right, third place tonight. Also going to get a pizza. Let's go 708. The worst are real estate people who ask you how you got their cell number, but their cell number's on the website. How'd you get this number?
Hey, man. Your website? You put it on there?
Well, this is a private number. How'd you get this? Yeah. Shut up. What do you mean, how did I get it?
Your
that's an old Weebly I made.
Yeah. That's not supposed to be there.
That's a GeoCities.
It is. Wow.
All right. Second place is going to get us tickets to the Metropolis Performing Arts Center. When you realize the numbers on a toaster are actually minutes and not levels of toastiness. Mm-hmm. 708. Congratulations. Yeah. You're going to get the tickets.
Yeah. Cajun toast.
Scraper.
And first place tonight, no one was able to beat Joseph. this story about accidentally drowning a tortoise when they thought it was a turtle. Tough break for Joseph and his dad, but hey, you get the tickets to the Comic-Con, so that's...
Yeah, you do. You're going.
At least there's a morning period there.
And if anyone asks you, how did you get here, you have to say,
I murdered a tortoise.
I murdered a tortoise. And now I'm at Comic-Con.
Now I'm at Comic-Con. You'll fit right in. Yeah.
I suggest you murder a tortoise next year.
There you go. That'll win. That always wins the worst if you can
always
murder
a tortoise. Always wins.
Seth, Paul, great to see you guys, man.
You too, great Justin. To see you. Thanks for having us.